This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello everyone. Oh, yes, it's a wonderful day. I'm here. I'm alive. It's so nice. And Bernard is here as well. He's taking pictures. Hello, Bernard.
Hello. Die is hier net geblur.
Oh, it's just you. Just go on a diet. And then... and then we got Christian. Hello, Christian.
Hi, Casper. How are you?
Well?
I'm very well.
Fine.
Yes.
Good. And then our special extra guest, people. This guy's going to make it. I love him. I saw him the other day. He's going to really be funny one day. It's Nick Rabinovich. Hi, Nick.
Hi. Woof.
Hello, Nick.
Ik het gepiek.
Doesn't matter. What happens is it's squishes.
Yeah.
So when it goes out, people don't hear.
And I don't know if there are any other. No, I'm the only Jew on the show. But we played in with Stuck in the Middle with Jews, which I thought that's so thoughtful of you.
That is, but that was Jonty. That's the sex guy. That's the sex guy. So it
the
was
sex guy.
The sex guy. So that must have been like a sex song.
Maybe.
I'm stuck in the middle with you. Maybe.
It's a three, and then.
With Bostick.
Mm.
But Nick, you are at the moment at the Monte Casino with Fortified.
Yeah.
Because you are only 40 now.
No, actually, I'm cheating a little bit. Yeah. I'm about to turn 42.
Fucking liar.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's good. You can use it for 10 years.
Yeah, why not?
the 40 thing.
Yeah. That's done, though. This is the last thing.
Then you're not going to...
No, I've been working on something new.
What? Like, are you going to go into gardening or what do you
mean? No, a new show. A new show, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Do you really think you should still try?
No. I don't.
Okay, but.
The problem is, I've got three kids in a Jewish private school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, I can't start fucking painting.
No, you can't, like me.
No.
Because I didn't have kids. That I know of.
Dogs are far better behaved.
Mm.
Are they?
They're house trained, so.
How are your dogs?
One died.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish you long life.
Just
that's what we say.
Mm. How do you say it?
I wish you long life.
But how say it in...
I wish you long life.
I wish you long life. Well, my German shepherd died, which will be nice for you as a Jew to know that the fucking German died. But
no.
The mongrel is still alive and very clever.
Yeah.
As they usually are. But your show is still when?
My show, I've got two more nights. Well, one's an afternoon, so technically.
Have you got a Matty?
It's a Matty.
A Matty, when?
I've got Friday night tonight for the stray Jews. For the lapsed Jews.
Okay.
Or the straight Jews.
Oh, the stray Jews. Because tonight is actually the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So okay.
Shabbat shalom.
all the Afrikaanse mense.
Boerejode.
Die boerejode. Yeah. Ruk op in julle duisende. Laat daai kudu horing.
Yeah, it's for the new. It is actually. Our rabbi's got a kudu horing.
It's called a jujuzela.
The shofar. It's actually...
Jujuzela. Did you hear? He made a joke.
A jujuzela. Brilliant.
It's funny. Remember, say it
tonight. A jujuzela. Yeah. They call it blowing the shofar.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. That's because the kudu wording is also called the shofar. It's not like Uber. Giving the Uber driver a... I know you were thinking about...
Blowing the shofar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so that if I speak to Jewish people, I can say that and I have like a double...
A jujuzela. Now you have a jujuzela gag.
Well, he can. It's his.
Yeah. We'll pay him royalties.
We'll pay
thank you.
We can pay. We can afford it.
You'll be in touch with my manager.
Afford it.
Someone's got a Maserati parked outside. Who is that?
I think it's Gareth.
Really?
No, someone got out of it and it was not Gareth.
It's the lady from
parked in the visitors
across the parking, the other building.
The other, yeah. So they must be rich, eh?
Must be.
So what do they do there? It's a TV work.
Jesus, yeah. I think it's Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Well,
Jesus
they don't do him, but they do his work.
Yeah, Emmanuel. I saw it on the...
Is it the Emmanuel?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they have a Maserati? Jesus Christ. Exactly. My God. That's amazing. So, do you eat bacon, Nick?
No, we don't. My wife will not have bacon in the house.
Oh, please. What is wrong with you Jews?
I don't know.
But have you tasted it before?
Yeah, like I grew up with bacon.
Sneakily.
We were...
It's nice, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's the one thing I've always heard that Jews miss. Not their foreskin, but the bacon.
I'm staying with Jews at the moment who've got bacon in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Traitors.
Yep. What if the rabbi, like, rocks up?
Yeah, good question.
Do you get, like, banned?
No. No, the rabbis, on the wrist. They're pretty chilled guys, really.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
it.
They just express their disappointment very subtly.
Yeah, that's typical.
Just,
yeah.
You see
I
it
like
in
that.
The eyes.
Like your mom at Christmas, just like, I'm just...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very...
Such, you can like, expect it more.
You might even miss it.
I like Jew people. Can I say Jew people?
Yeah.
You don't say that.
You can just say Jews.
You can just say, I like you people. You don't have to
I
say
like
you
people.
Don't say you people either. No, because
them.
They're nice.
I like them.
Yeah, them do. They're nice and relaxed. I like that. Yeah, well, they're not so tight-assed about the religion.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them, but
no.
You know, you're nice. And you run America, basically, you know?
Well.
Yeah. You come out with it.
Trump's, well, he's got some Jews in the family.
Always a fucking Jew there.
Orange Jews.
Orange juice.
Minute Maid, you know.
He's orange juice. Because of his skin. Yeah, you're right.
I've got this gag in my show about... Okay. And this is...
You can tell it.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Just, but after Trump came in,
yeah.
And there was all that anti-Semitism and the marching and the swastikas and the
yeah.
And all that. And I saw graffiti that someone had posted on Facebook that said, fuck the Jews on a university somewhere. And this is the problem with fake news now, is because you go, well, when did that, we don't know when that happened. Is it photoshopped on? Like, what is the truth about it? Is it just a sign outside a Jewish brothel? Is it marketing? Are they just saying, come inside and fuck the Jews? We don't know. Nobody
it's
knows
an
anything.
It's instruction, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like fake news. Oh, my God. I love it. Fortified. Is what? Is it like a new show, or are you doing pathetic greatest hits stuff?
Very good question.
What are you doing in 45?
I made it when I was 40. When I was turning 40, I went through. I got quite depressed for a while.
Aww.
And it happened to me just in the last few months before 41. It was actually worse, I think. Mm. So it came out of that. But you know how we, I don't know if you experience this when they say, what's the title? And it's 6 months before and you haven't done, you didn't do anything.
That's
yet.
Always the first thing they want.
Yeah. So by the time you get there, it's like, why was it only 10 minutes on 40, the 40 stuff?
Yeah.
Also, where are the voices? Where's Malema? Why didn't you? Paid 180 rand.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm with you. The title they want 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, let's what's a wordplay on? And yeah, so 45 is a nice wordplay.
I'm a bit tired of it, to be honest.
No, it's good. It's good. And you know, Nick, that you are one of the best out there I've ever seen in my life.
No.
Really? Nyanis Kompella? My God, strike me down now. God, come on. I really think you're very talented. Nick is like looking up, very scared.
The roof collapses.
Ooh, what come down on? No, you are fantastic. You are absolutely so
Donkey
funny.
Kasper.
Yeah, no. It's a big pleasure. And I wish.
I wish one day to have the honor of being in a sketch with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, that's what I would love.
You're pantomiming it down.
Okay, so then I'll remember.
He masturbates frequently.
Yeah. I'll definitely. And what do you want to play?
I don't know. I don't care. I would just love that.
What would make you happy? Like a woman or a man or a child?
I don't mind. I like playing women. I like playing women.
Okay. Maybe a woman.
I like playing women. I don't know.
A Jewish lady, maybe.
A Jewish, maybe not.
Shall
maybe
we go
a
very
Afrikaans
slowly?
Lady who became Jewish.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
She MacGyvered.
Yeah. And then she... Did I ever tell you the story of when I went to Israel and met the Afrikaans Jews who were featured on Carte Blanche?
What do they do there?
Derek Watts... I don't know how I came across this thing, but I saw him in the Middle East finding
Derek
these...
Derek Watts?
Derek Watts.
With a Lawrence of Arabia outfit.
Yeah, he had the whole turban and everything. He was actually wearing a hijab. And you couldn't recognize him. And... there's something in his eyes. And then, by chance, I had taken an alternative tour of the occupied territories on the West Bank with my wife and our guide, whose name was Mohammed. And we drove past a village.
Oh, I thought you said you cried, but his name is Akhat.
Yeah. And we saw the sign, and I remembered this.
But did it open up your mind?
I saw the sign.
Yeah, sorry. I'll shut up now.
Anyway,
Nick, I'm switching myself off now.
Susha, no, don't switch yourself. Yeah. Don't censor yourself. Susha, and I was like that. I know this. A little one-off time. We just drove past it, and I thought, and I went and quickly found it on YouTube and saw Derek Watts in this town, and I told the driver, turn around.
Yeah.
Go in there. And we went in, and I asked if there were any Afrikaans Jews, and it was, I don't think it was an American actually, and he was like, I don't know, let me go check. And he came,
is he French?
He came back, might have been, and he came back with this woman. Hi, can I help you?
Yeah.
And I think her name was like Johanna Pretoria, something like this. Johanna, but she said she changed it. She said she changed it from Johanna to Johanna, met a Yud. And these people, these were the people from the Yodana, from the documentary, and they'd been, they'd left Velkom.
But what did they do there?
They chewy stuff.
Chewing stuff.
Chewy.
But
Jewish. They're Jewish. They're all converted, and they.
But say so they don't believe in Jesus anymore.
No, but they still give each other socks for Christmas. The presents must be kosher. But it was controversial. It was controversial. There was a lot of controversy. Because the one guy is a farmer, and now he'd taken his slightly racist labor practices, exported them, and now Arabs working for. And it was just it was very awkward.
But
we didn't meet him. Jan Taljat, I think his name was.
Orkies.
Yeah.
So Jan turned away from Jesus.
They all did. Yeah. Skanda.
Sure. So what is your God called Yahweh?
There's different names.
Yahweh is what color?
Hashem.
Yeah, say Ahweh.
Ahweh.
Yahweh.
There's colored Jews at my mother's synagogue, actually, where I had my bar mitzvah. I will go there now, and they'll be like, Nick, come, let's take a selfie by the curtain, which is where you keep, it's actually called the Ark, the holiest place.
By the curtain.
By the curtain, yeah.
Nice. But sometimes when
it's Shabbat, we can't use the phone. It's fine, it's on airplane mode.
I once had a Jewish lover, and I took off all my clothes, and he said, Hashem.
Yeah?
No, this is a joke. It's a joke. Hashem.
Oh,
Hashem. You said Hashem.
Hashem.
So what does Hashem mean?
Hashem is... Look, I'm not a very religious person, but you can't call God by like God's actual thingy. So you got to use like pseudonyms. Since God's got a few. Adonai, Hashem. Adonai, Hashem.
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Jesse.
He who shall not be named.
Jesse. That was a cute name.
JC or Jesse?
Jesse.
No, JC, but that's the son again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't come cool. with the son.
Cool. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot.
We call him Yoskala in Hebrew.
Yoskala.
What's with the walking on the water?
That's a fun one.
You're going to get wet. To bring a vest?
Yeah. Suicide vest. But. That's a.
Lesbian suicide bombers. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Would they wear strap-ons?
Ooh, that's funny.
You can go further.
That's very, very. Is that from the show?
No, that's like years ago. A guy was told me, a Muslim guy came to like very early on. I think it was one of my first corporates, and I was trying to be like, you know, appropriate. And the guy said, "I'm very offended." Came to me afterwards, a Muslim guy, "I'm very offended by your jokes." And I was like, "Why?" He said, "You didn't make one joke about us Muslims. Are you afraid?
Yeah.
Are you afraid?" Yes. Don't be afraid.
Was it you I read about that was booked for a Indian?
Mark Banks.
Thing?
No. What?
Was it Mark Banks?
Oh, the Indian thing?
You were booked for Indians. Yeah.
A thousand of them.
Tell me about it.
A thousand. And it was in a school in Cape Town, and they served, you know when they serve the meal as you go on? And everyone's like, and I died for like, I don't know, 15 minutes.
But that's like years ago.
Yeah.
And so they didn't quite laugh at you then?
None.
They
were busy eating. There's nothing.
They were eating.
And that's horrible.
Shame. And you
look, I don't want to take away from the like fact that I probably wasn't funny, and they didn't think
the
eating
funny.
Was.
No, it was just the food.
I think it was. Yeah.
It's definitely the food.
The booba was amazing. We didn't know.
I can't remember. I'm trying to think when I died. Must have been in Club 58 years ago in Hillbrow. Remember that place? One night,
no.
People didn't laugh. You don't even remember that.
Never been.
Jesus Christ.
And they had like a stand-up night, or was it like a...
No, it was like a night of entertainment every night.
Right.
The place.
But that's way before we had a stand-up thing and a circuit, and you were like one of the few people
I was one of
doing
them.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like every night there, that was like... Hillbrow was kosher, if you pardon the expression. It was lovely. You walked around there, you go to Hillbrow Records, and then Club 58 you went, and I did my first show there for four people, no one laughed.
Yeah.
But after it was better.
Yeah.
We're talking 1987?
I was not even an idea yet.
Oh my God.
I just went to school.
All about that. No. Beer with tea, coffee.
1987? I was at the Waldorf School.
Oh. Where's that again?
Oh, well, they're all over. I was in Cape Town, but there's one in Bryanston where they have the hippie market.
Is it very exclusive?
No, it's not exclusive. It's just weird and different and
isn't
slightly Germanic.
Oh,
and
nice.
quite Christian.
So literally polar opposite of what would have been the ideal.
A polar, yeah.
No, my
actually
mom
invaded
mom,
polar in 1939.
The more you know.
Yeah, so that's where I went. It was very different. A very different education.
Mm. Can you describe
knitting,
it?
We learned to knit and sew and
like gay,
crochet.
Jesus,
and,
it's making you gay.
We used to dance like around the maypole. We did eurythmy with little copper rods that you'd put up someone's bum in front of.
Oh my God,
cute.
Jewish gay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know I was Jewish until I was 12.
Sure.
Jeez.
Oh, no, it's shocking.
Boy, there's something we need to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gay. No, you're Jewish and gay.
But which one, Daddy? Jews. Can I choose Jews? Yeah. Christian, you brought a lady with.
I did bring a little lady friend with.
Yeah. Because we talked about her.
We did. Sitting here so demurely, quietly.
Feels like years ago.
Decades.
We spoke to you about your show called The Dark
Stuff.
Psyche. Stuff.
Yeah, it's Dark Stuff.
Dark Stuff.
Yes.
And you presented, it's a pot. Cast.
Potroy in Afrikaans.
Yeah, no, I don't like that word. It's
really?
It's Australian.
It's an ugly word, right?
That's puss. But, I mean, cock. Podcast is better.
Podcast.
And you did it with Suan. Suan.
Yes.
And
yes.
You actually brought Suan with.
Yes. Hi, Suan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Suan.
Hi, Kasper.
We played a little bit of your podcast the first time Christian was here, and it just sounded very funny.
Oh, thank you.
Loved it. And I hope that you have got more than two listeners.
We got
now.
At least two.
Really?
Yeah, so now we have two total.
Woo! Did you talk about Gert and Joey yet?
We haven't, but it's coming. It's coming. Mm. We need to finish reading the book first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick, we have...
Can you tell me what this podcast is
about?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you want to go, Suan? Because you haven't spoken much, so I'm like, let's bring you in.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a comedy podcast.
Into your mic.
And we... And we talk about crime and murder and
dark
death,
stuff.
Horrors,
yeah,
horror movies, just
in
a
comedic
lot of dark stuff.
Fashion.
Yes.
We try.
And is it like real stories in real, like, do you do South African axe murderers and stuff?
She tends to like the South African stories. I like the weird American or like the Saudi Arabia death cults.
Yes. So I go more to South African stuff. Like I did Moses Sithole, who's a serial killer.
We did the Krugersdorp killer cult thing recently. Yeah.
And
what happened there?
It was a school teacher lady.
Yes.
And she pretty much got like her two sons and a bunch of people to just like start murdering a group of kids, right?
No, a group of other people.
Yes.
Because they wanted money.
And how did you make that funny?
We all were very shook by the feather.
That's how you make it funny. You play a clip in the middle of the murder number three.
Oh. And the little boy was attacked by an axe. Oh, fuck.
No, but really.
How do you make that funny? I don't know.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, we just talk about it like we would to each other.
Okay. And how would you talk about it to each other?
I don't know.
Like we so for example, we spoke about
porn.
Porn. But not porn.
Adult porn star.
Great. Sex worker.
Sex worker.
Mm-hmm.
So audiovisual sex worker.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Look at us.
So he may or may not have murdered a student.
A student. Okay. Yes,
he's 32 years old, Luca, and he denies murdering June Lin, claiming he was criminally responsible due to unsound mind. But he didn't just kill June.
Okay.
No. So Anne.
Okay.
This is dark stuff.
This is the worst of the week.
We don't just kill and call the day.
I'm just relieved for once that it's not a child. I mean, it's a student, but it's not a 3-year-old.
For once. Yeah. So anyway, so they killed June, and then chopped up his body. June's body. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he was like, okay, what do I do with this? He's got like 15 Tupperwares now of like hands and limbs.
Yes.
So what is the first thing you think of, Suan, when you think Tupperwares, plastic baggies of body parts?
I don't know. I've never had to think of that.
Suan. You send it...
No.
To...
Nowhere.
You send these hands and feet,
no,
right?
You send don't it send to them.
Schools...
That's no.
In the area.
No, that's one thing I would not do, Christian!
So that's what they do. Nice, huh?
Dark stuff.
Yeah.
I have to, like, sometimes if I was about to tell my wife a gruesome murder story.
Sorry. Yeah.
And she went, I just said, you know, this, my friend Andy.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. He's like, no, it's the story of this family. This terrible thing happened to them. She goes, did anybody die? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to.
We have a friend like that. Like, my best friend is like, I can't listen to your show. It's too dark.
Yeah.
Now, your show sounds fantastic, but I'm playing this. Why? Who's this banner? Do what you like. No need to ask me. Do what you like.
Fuck a clue.
Shazam it.
It's like that.
Oh.
Yes. They got a show next year, a tour again.
Amazing.
Oh. And so you can start booking soon, eh? It's going to be from April to July, Europe.
I gaan tyd maak iewers om te boek.
You don't even know it like that, do you?
No.
Christian.
That's, in my eyes, that's called theft.
Daar is nie take that
take
thing.
That. This is take fucking that.
Is Robbie in it?
Ja.
Is Robson Robbie daar?
Ja. Ja. Ja.
Ja. Ek danse take that.
Dankie.
My was het deel van hulle nie.
Hy was en toe gaan hy uit toe kom
hy
terug.
Ek weet hy was, maar
hy is... jaar weer terug.
Groep is skree en ek kry aanvalle.
I just wanted to say that. Okay, now Nick, back to you.
Yes.
So, do you want to know anything more about this dark cuck?
Yeah.
Which is also...
I feel like there's always something amazing that happens on your show every time I'm here. Last time,
yeah,
there was an Afrikaans dominatrix. And she whipped.
She hit you, eh?
No, not me.
Oh.
She gave paksla to an albino man.
What is this show? Oh my
on his bum.
Simba.
And she's Simba, that's right.
Simba.
And then she was so proud of the lions. She was. I was watching.
Simba is a lion.
His bum was here. I was there on the couch yeah. where you are. And she was like, "Kay, pretty Lena."
Yeah, but
so
remember
moi.
Simba, lion.
Line.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, and she had a whole array of weapons
yes.
that she brought.
Yeah.
And then she was like, my straf karma and my straf bench. My husband made it. He's a carpenter. And
Jesus.
This is my, she even showed us her technique. I've got a wide stance like Graham Smith at
what?
Creek. And remember that? PVC and, yeah.
Oh, no, you remember well.
I remember so clearly.
Is that Jacques?
Yvonne.
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 Yeah, it's Yvonne
yeah.
van den Berg.
What?
That was great. Yvonne. That was yeah. Oh, you were here then. Yeah, we always have interesting people. Eh?
C'est sancier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
C'est sancier.
Yeah. And she had no. So I remember it was a little bit awkward for me as well because the one thing she had was the BS. Yeah, there was the Bierspiel Shambok.
The Bierspiel Shambok.
Oh,
yeah.
My
remember that?
God.
And she was like, they used it in the concentration camps. And yeah, I'm using it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's right. And you were getting like 2 weeks. A concentration
that's
camp.
That's taking Dark to the next level.
Yes.
That
yes.
is.
Makes a note.
But you have got a dark comedy side.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. That's why I know.
Yeah.
That's why I know you. I can go. Places
we can go there, Casper.
My humor, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your safe word?
Anton Goosen.
yeah, that's minus waterblommig. So we're very much on the same level. What's Banner doing?
He's sorry, he's taking a phone call.
Guys, do you know that
I said sy fucking vingertjie in die lug.
Soos 'n please hold the live show.
Please hold. Are you taking bookings, baby? What is happening here? He's actually
on the phone.
Can take a picture.
Please
take a picture of him on the phone during a show. He is taking bookings for his fucking drag show. What happened? Everything fine.
Alles is recht, dankie.
Your Betty Bangles bookings have been made.
Yes.
Do you have a drag show?
Yes.
Where does it play? Where can we see it?
At Beefcakes.
There's a Beefcakes in Joburg. Because we do comedy at the one in Cape Town.
Yeah, Fridays at the Lovo and Saturdays in Pretoria and Thursday nights I do my one-man show in Pretoria.
Is the Onion Tuno better view?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You never told me.
Yeah. Radovan Kretcher started coming and then they were like...
Yeah, so it's now Ilovo.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Pretoria and then Cape Town.
Cape Town, yeah.
Het Bloemfontein nog nie een nie.
Nog nie.
Kom Blomees. But they like the capital of Satanists and lesbians and gays.
Bloem.
Yeah. They should have one.
Belarus, have you watched it?
Did you know Upington? Belarus. Upington was voted kinkiest South African town.
Upington?
Yeah. 60% are into, what does Yvonne in?
BDSM.
Bierspiel.
Yeah. Bierspiel, yeah. Yeah, they enjoy being tied up.
Oh, interesting. Oh, my caca.
Bondage, yeah.
Sure. Uppington.
Uppington, yeah.
Huh. Because it's so hot, eh?
Mm.
I've been in Uppington a couple of times. You know that Charlene Sutter Richards come from Uppington?
Whoa.
Yeah. Sy's daar gebore en getoe. Do you know the word getoe?
Yeah.
Afrikaans. It means bread and buttered.
Oh.
In Uppington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're confused with Biggie Meer now.
Yeah, I know.
It means bread and butter.
Like, I know. But where are you touring with Fortified after Monte Cassino? That's actually
it's over. I'm going to stop touring with Fortified.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wait, I need music for this. Why? Why have you stopped?
But I didn't. I took it to Durban, and then about 12 people came to watch it there.
Oh, we love Durbs.
No, we don't anymore.
That's why Durban never gets shows, because no one goes. And then when they don't get shows, like, but what about us?
Yeah, they do, eh? You're right. And then, I don't go to Durban anymore. I'm looking for sad music.
Sad.
Fuck. Just hang on.
Mad World by...
All around me are familiar places.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this song.
What is it?
It's a remix of something.
Enigma.
Monks. Yeah. So, Nick...
Sy fluister saggies vir my.
Ja.
Kan jy braai broodjies maak?
Answer the question, Nick.
Can you?
She's looking for a husband. And that's her only requirement.
Yes.
So really, are you? Have you finished with?
I think we're done. I think 42. You can't keep going with 40, pretending you're 40. This is my personal trainer does. He's like, I'm 35. No, bro, you're 47. Shut the fuck up.
Oh. Is this sad enough though?
No, it's a little too. It's a bit upbeat in the background.
Quirky. It's quirky. Mm-hmm.
It's
quirky.
It's like celebrating his 40s.
But I've got a new show about the drought. Well, it's not really, because now it started raining now. So.
It's all your grappies droog.
Oh, he's clever, eh?
Yeah.
You see why I've got him on the team?
I see.
Like, afterwards, I get a letter of all of my, like misdemeanors. Like, do not ever say that joke again.
Yeah.
These are not sad songs, Casper.
What's this?
Tom Petty. No.
You can go your own way. You. It's sad. So, go your own
go
way.
Go your own way.
Yeah.
That's very sad, actually.
Nick, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
On your right hand side, there's a woman on a couch.
I noticed
that
woman.
Who the fuck is that?
When did you come here?
She looks very familiar, actually. I think I've seen her at the Botox clinic.
Okay. Do you go there often, or is it like a once a year?
That she come with you?
Yeah. Well, we've tried to achieve that, but it didn't quite work out.
Now, I'm just checking, because usually people don't sneak into the studio. And I'm just scared that this
Do you know her?
No.
This might be an active shooter. Like, we don't know.
Oh, goodness.
Christian, you're the closest to her.
I'm scared. Hi. How's it? Good.
Is she Jewish? I can't work out if she's Jewish. Are you driving the Maserati?
What? Congratulations on all your success.
She's lying.
Congratulations on all your success. Pleasure.
We're
rich
just
people
leave it.
Just walk in. So, Anne, how did you meet Christian?
We studied together.
Is it Sue Ann.
Sue Ann.
I thought you said Sue Ellen for a moment.
No, I did not.
We had this conversation.
Yeah.
That was Dallas. Hello,
X-Ray on Craybach, and welcome. Who taped over Dallas?
JR!
Who taped over Dallas?
You're so clever. You're so ahead of me.
Mm.
It's crazy because I can relate to none of these jokes.
I know.
Yeah. What does taping over mean?
Shine. Ah, you fucking new generation. Wow. Well, you used to tape over stuff. SABC still tapes over stuff.
Yeah.
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 And then it's getting taken home by Claudi with meatballs.
Yeah.
So, Alan...
To end.
Fuck.
It's in there now.
It's fine.
To end. How did you meet Christian?
We studied together.
Okay, you said that.
At after.
Okay.
Can you come up with an alternative answer to that?
Mm, give us a good one.
Like
give
a dark, nice dark answer.
Talk about
to that.
When we
Heist
became friends. Heist
answer.
Yeah.
Heist genoot antwoord. Hoe ken jy vir Christian?
Well, I pretended... that he was my boyfriend and made everyone believe it, and then we just became friends instead.
When she says pretended, like, let me just be clear, she took it far. Like, there's like 20 weeks of Facebook photos where she would like behind me just like take a little selfie.
I got a picture
and, like,
with his mom and
when he ignores you. They were weeks. Like, I got like weekly messages of people going, so how's the relationship going? I'm like, we're not dating.
Oh.
I got a restraining order. It was fine, you know.
Okay, well, that's a good huisgenoot article.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole school was in on it.
Has anyone bought an huisgenoot today?
No.
Why would I?
I think you should. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Hey, Bernard?
Yeah.
What I want to say. What is happening? What is this?
There's something worth reading in.
Is it? It's about Casper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
So, Anne.
Yeah.
So, why do you speak about these grisly subjects? Did you and Christian sort of one night of heavy passion?
Oh.
Discover
everyone
that you like.
Takes a side on the fake relationship.
Sorry. Did you discover that you like gruesome stories?
Yeah, basically.
But you like Wednesday from the Addams Family?
Me?
Like Wunstach?
Did Christian say he wants to cut you up?
Mm. Oh no!
No,
I said that to him.
Did he just ask you if you are Wednesday?
Yes.
No, you're like more Sunday to me.
Oh, thank you.
Suan Day.
Thank you.
Okay. Suanda.
Oh goodness.
That is why we got you on the team.
For the bad puns.
Oh my goodness. Christian, don't you want to tell me something?
Oh, of course I would love to tell you. Sorry, Suan. We just need to take a second
away from you.
So a week ago, we spoke to the lovely folks at Brevecto.
Yeah?
And Nick, do you know what Brevecto is?
But it sounds like I should get it because I'm reading on Casper's hat.
Okay, listen to this.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Brevecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Brevecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or brevecto.co.za to find out more.
That's right!
I'm getting really good at these ad reads. Like, I feel like my female presenter voice is...
Good job!
But basically, it's this little chewable pellet thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your dog has fleas, or if you want to prevent fleas and ticks, you give it to them. They love it. They're like, oh my god, this is the best thing I've ever had, ever. Filet mignon who? And so you feed it to them, and then for... How long does this work, Casper?
12 weeks!
12
wow.
weeks!
Wow! I need one. I need to give it to them. Do you get sponsored by them?
I drink them myself. It works like a charm. Do you see any ticks? No. And it is really fantastic. 3 months. Mm. Yeah.
And it can be used...
I still got your rats, though.
But I mean...
But I
one step at a time. Yep. It can be used on puppies from the age of 8 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And mummies?
Also on mummies. They can be giving milk and eating Brevecto at the same time.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a Monty Python.
Here's the bonus thing.
Yeah.
Your dogs can swim and splish splash in the bath all the time because it's not like a ointment or anything. It's inside the blood.
Wow. It's like AIDS for dogs.
But better.
Huh? So just like... antiretrovirals for dogs.
Yes.
But that's very interesting.
Mm. You can buy it.
I met a guy who did his thesis on ticks in a place near on the Vaal by somewhere there. They had like river rafting there.
Was that guy Darby from Israel? Thesis Christ?
Not him.
Not Thesis Christ.
And I asked him, what do you call, this is the show of bad puns, what do you call Suwan, an Afrikaans tick sitting on a gate?
I have no idea.
That joke was brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against fleas,
and
ticks,
remember,
and mites for 12 weeks.
I don't know if you know this, but if you go buy Brevecto now, mm-hmm. you get a scratch card.
There's more.
There's a scratch card, Nick.
Yes,
you can
scratch the card. And you can win your half of $50,000. No, I'm lying.
Rants.
Hey,
you can win stuff.
What's that in dog money? Like you divide by 9?
Yeah, by 7.
Seven.
Oh, okay.
Multiply though. Multiply by 7.
Doesn't work on rabbits yet, so fingers crossed.
Yeah. So you can do that. So it's a special now. Because the ticks and the fleas are coming live.
Live.
Now.
Alive.
Yes.
Alive.
Yes.
Did they ever have Afrikaans Tintin?
Yeah, Kaifi.
Kaifi. Kaifi. And what did the dog? What was the dog's name? Snowy in English.
Spork. Flocky.
What? Spork.
Sporky. Maybe it was spooky.
She's not Jewish. Okay. We've established that.
People.
Hey, guys. Do you want to send us WhatsApps? Because here we have a number. It's 079-748-2090. Of Afrikaans.
So dynamic, actually.
I know.
079.
Energie.
748-2090. Stuur ons boodskappe. Is it spooky?
As jy ook 'n vraag gehad van Nick? Jy, nou is die tyd
ja,
om
ja,
te ja. vra hom.
Ja, vra vir my.
Be quick. Ah, dit is 'n joke.
Vra vir my.
Wil jy bietjie killie met my milie?
Nee, wil nie. Ek wil nie, wil nie.
Dit was spooky.
Was dit spooky?
Spooky.
Spooky. So you were right.
Yeah, she was right.
You are fantastic, the silent rich woman with a Maserati.
How does he bark in Afrikaans? Spooky.
Woof.
Does he say woof? Oh.
No, he just bluffs.
Because you can actually Google. You can Google.
That was funny, for fuck's sake. Give credit.
Sorry.
Where credit
Sorry,
is due.
Sorry, Casper.
He laughs.
But would you take him to like Monte Casino? Would you take him gambling? No, because you don't know if he's
a bluffer.
Bluffing.
No, that's not that funny. We're having fun, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Nick Rabinowitz here. He is at the Monte Casino.
In the Peter Turin, which is was recently refurbished and redecorated in 1982.
Let's say when
recently.
So
recently.
Don't go for the comedy, go for the new decorations.
Sit lekker op dat poeflobe in het geniet.
Poeflobe? Wat is poeflobe?
In geniet van Nick.
When are you doing a new show?
Anusha.
Yeah.
Anushka. I'm doing one, I don't know when. I'm not in the mood yet.
Okay.
I love this.
I want to come. Can you invite me?
I'm going to invite you to do a sketch with me in that show.
Yes! That's what I want to do.
That we video.
Is this a Make-A-Wish episode?
It is.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
How's the terminal?
I've actually got a character called the Kalchat Kok.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She disagrees. She's like, no, don't do that one.
No, aren't you going to do the Afrikaans Jewish lady?
That's sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Still the same name, though.
Yeah, Kalchat.
The Jews are real, but the orgasms are fake.
It's the Kalchat Cook.
Cook, yeah.
Yes, there we go.
You Casper Rasper. Oh, God, I see there's a message. Wait. Oh, we haven't had one in weeks.
Well done, whoever managed to send a message.
You're
well
so done. Sweet. I love how much Casper. What?
What do you do?
Maybe
do you
it's more? That Jew I had.
While you're reading, can I read a fun fact about mosquitoes?
Your Jewish lover. Who was your Jewish lover?
Shalom. No, what did you say? Hashem.
Tony Leon.
Hashem.
No.
I just had Casper Rasper chat to Garrett it's a Garrett Cliff show. I love Casper.
We love Gareth.
No, I thought it was for us.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Fuck, it wasn't for us.
You guys were so close. You had a chance.
You were so close. People, aren't you? Don't you want to send me a message? I mean, really? No, I don't know how to get back. Get back. Woo. Get back.
What are you singing?
Renegade Report. Afrifoor.
Christian, you said something about mosquitoes.
Yes. Did you know?
No, I didn't know.
Like all
I didn't
facts
know.
This morning. Okay. Did you not know?
No,
nope.
I didn't.
Okay, well now
tell
you do.
Tell me.
mosquitoes, right?
Yep.
You know they suck your blood, little dicks, aren't they? They also spit and pee on you
no.
while they're at it.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, fun facts with Christian.
Oh my God. It's like the Donald Trump of the mosquito world.
He pisses and he cots.
Yes. Oh. So like a little bit lean bank mosquito.
Oh my
He's struggling
God.
To keep it together.
That's a cuck fact. Have you got another one?
Sure, let's try. Maybe one of these will work.
Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Give
so,
us another fact.
Drinking alcohol
yeah.
mm-hmm,
is 100 times more dangerous than using marijuana. Relevant
what?
Fact. Yes. Hello.
So do you do doacha?
Duacha.
Yo.
He doesn't do duacha, but maybe dacha.
That's a quacha with dacha.
I've been trying to get my wife to do it because apparently the sex is great.
That's the thing. I want to now grow my dacha.
Yeah.
In the back garden.
Yeah.
And then we can have, like, you don't have to smoke it. You can eat it in the cookie.
You can vape it.
You can also eat it in the cookie.
In the cookie, yeah.
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 Then we can all have a giggle.
Yeah.
You must just have the right dacha. Mm.
Yeah.
Because some are like dark stuff.
Mm.
And some are, I think it's the woman dacha that's good, that's funny.
The what?
The male.
What? You get the male and the female.
You get the male and the female. I watch Netflix.
Breaking Bad.
No, that's meth.
Sorry.
That's Firk and this is meth. No, that is Dacha. No,
that's the Kathy Bates show.
So
right?
If anyone knows how to make Dacha cookies, but
my friend Luke, we can call him.
Please.
He can make a beautiful granola.
Can we call him now?
Yeah, we can call him.
Can we quickly call Luke? He has his number. Get it from Nick, because I want to ask him about recipes. But he must give it as a gift. Hey, you can't sell it, but the gift, we arrest him.
He's also very technical with his vape. He knows, like, it gives the exact temperature to burn.
So
who's doing this?
So he will go call him, and then I'll put him on the speaker, and then you can speak to him like this.
This is so exciting.
I know.
Yes. Oh, my God.
We're going to talk Dacha now.
Yeah.
We just made his Dacha.
Wait, what's his name? Greg?
Luke.
Fuck.
Luke. His name is actually Luke Young.
Luke and listen.
Luke Young.
I used to work there.
I know.
I think I saw you there once.
I know.
You came in.
He came to check on his DVD sales.
They became bankrupt. Hey,
Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style, you know, the hit classic.
Was it Cradle? No, it was Clearwater. Oh, my God. Do you work in Clearwater, Bernard?
I do.
Oh, no. Get the fuck out of here. Everything is so combined, like a small web.
Small world.
Okay, so I must put on telco. So,
what is
Suan, I'm going to fucking take you off now.
It's fine.
For now.
Okay.
Suan just got a message from Natalie.
What did Natalie say?
Portman? Natalie said, tell us the story about the necrophilia that you guys did with the axe thing. And the
oh, my God.
The story.
We'll get back to you now.
Oh, swear to God, she just messaged it.
I don't know.
Oh, well, so they decapitated the woman and then they used her... I'm making this up.
They weren't?
No, I was bullshitting.
Oh. Okay, so whenever you got him, I can put him on.
Do you want to hear a fun little dog stuff fact?
Yes.
So there's this weird trend that's been been on the rise where people keep getting attacked with acid in Britain. People just walk up with a Powerade bottle and go smash.
Oh, I thought we just did that at the Khaj training center.
Nick, won't you talk to Luke?
Yeah, is he there?
I don't know.
Hello? Hi. Hello? Luke?
Hi.
Hi, Guy.
Hey.
How's it? We just hear... Yeah. You're live on the Casper Rasp... No, it's not called
Casper
that.
Radio
the Casper Radio Show on Cliff Central. And we were... Casper just wanted to know your recipe for the Dacha granola. Can you remember...
We're really talking about Dacha, eh? Because we're looking for a good recipe.
Yeah.
And so one that can put you on a trip for laughing. Not... I don't want to go to dog people. Places.
No, he doesn't.
No, okay. We don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, so this is a long time ago. It was about 1995, I think, we last made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Grand
Style. No, we didn't, because it wasn't legal then.
Okay.
No, you didn't. Today. You didn't.
Oh, statute of limitations, you're fine.
Oh, right, okay.
Or it could be one of those sourdough, he's big into sourdough. Dacha sourdough.
I'm curious about that. Can you tell us about that? That's fascinating.
Yeah, but
me.
I want to know the Dacha type you use to giggle.
Ask him.
What type do you use to giggle?
Oh, goodness.
No, you ask him.
Okay, Luke. The happy Dacha. What would Sean O'Connor give us for the happy Dacha?
I'm all with.
It's legal now. We can talk about it on there.
I think the happy Dacha is White Widow.
White Widow?
Okay. Oh,
that sounds like something from your guys' dark
murder show.
Episode 33, the White Widow.
That's cool. And then what is the good Dacha for the great sex also?
That's Candyland.
Candyland.
Oh, that is a
I told you he would know this stuff.
Oh, that's amazing, Luke. So, but where do we go for our seeds? Not to buy, to get it as a gift.
To get it as a gift.
Yeah, but you can't buy this stuff.
Find
a friend. But is there a place that you know of that I can go to get the seeds that we can discuss off air?
He just wants a yes or no.
Yes. No.
Yes, did he say no?
He said
but
yes,
we're legal. But are we all legal now in the whole country? Is it just...
As long as you don't sell it.
Right.
Can you do that thing where...
That's why I say gift all the time. Gift.
Gift.
You know when a fair doesn't have a liquor license?
A fair. And they get the little tokens. Can you buy like tokens and then trade them?
Yeah. I'll give you a Casper Radio Show token.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's also ask him about his new vape because he's got a very technical.
Yeah. Tell me about the vape.
So the vape, the vape is a pack too, which is, it sort of looks like if Apple designed a joint.
Apple designed a joint.
Okay.
That's like a sleek aluminium.
Mm-hmm. And then it knows tell us about the temperatures and the exact quantity of oil to release and all that stuff.
Is it like Dacha oil?
Exactly. Hang on a second. Something's in the car with my mom.
He's in the car with his mom.
Okay, I'm multitasking.
Mama, can I have it double chicken?
It's a radio show. I'm on some Dacha radio show.
Goodness.
No, my mom says it's a bullshit. Is it? Are we really on radio?
Guys? We are really on radio.
Cliff Central.
Mama, we are on Cliff Central. Custard, tell her. Custard, the freeze. Buy the fucking ice cream.
She's like, custard?
She wouldn't know she's English. But listen, Ria, we're Ernstig, hey? We want to know. So tell me about the vape thing. Does it upgrade like Apple every 6 months?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I was just trying to be funny, for fuck's sake.
I think we've reached an awkward part in the conversation now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's cut the bit.
Guy, where are you guys going right now? What are you doing?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Do you?
Me.
Luke? Yeah, Luke.
I just got home. Yeah. And I'm preparing for a birthday party tonight for my daughter.
No Dacha cookies. Well, maybe for the adults. They're Waldorf parents, yeah. So they're big into that.
Waldorf, you see.
A little bit of Waldorf salad.
Yeah. You put it in the croutons, Kasper. Dacha croutons.
I want a crouton. Luke, we were actually having a conversation with Nick, and he brought up your name, and that's why we phoned you. So thank you for being a sport. If you want to plug anything else, plug it now.
What do you want to plug, guy? Do you want to plug something?
You want to plug, guy?
No.
Okay. Luke.
Okay, Lukey. Okay. Bye.
Aren't we just fucking miracle?
Oh my god, that was
Candyland for the sex, and the other one was the White Widow.
White Widow.
What was that? The giggles.
White Widow.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Candyland. That's for. So, do you think that is for? What do they mean with good? What do you mean with good sex? Like long time?
I don't necessarily think it has to be long. Love you long time.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just the enjoyment of it. Don't you think?
I have no idea. Like I've never smoked weed.
Okay, we'll get you on some.
Cool. That would be a fun episode.
Mm.
Let's do some coke while we're at it.
Don't want the others to get the idea.
Okay.
It's our idea.
I think someone wants to talk. Oh no, he's just banging the mic. Sorry,
Betty Bangles.
Betty, were you off all the time? Yeah, and Suan, were you on?
Yeah!
Oh my god! Okay! I did the wrong thing.
That's fine.
Well, you see, the thing is, sometimes when you use Dacha, I wouldn't know, we must ask Jonty, then you take a long time to reach a climax.
Oh! Mm. Is this the thing?
Yes. Hello?
I'm back. Did you switch off to recovering drug addicts but on purpose?
Yeah, shame, because Bernard used to be totally verslaafd on anything, eh?
Yeah. Oh. Verslaafd. You're taking me back to Yvonne now. Because she had a personal slave. Do you remember that? She had her own slave.
And he was so bekommerd, remember? Because he didn't know that if she was angry with him or not. The slave. Now? Yvonne's slave.
You give your whole life over to Yvonne.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so the most brutal thing you've ever spoken about, Nick, in your show. In your show.
Is it the carjack?
Yes. Yeah. Christian told me a terrible story about.
Does he read this app?
Yes.
He goes and looks for it.
Yeah. He told me a story about a woman that got raped with a carjack.
Oh no, Christian!
Hello. Welcome to Dogs.
Where did you get that story?
That was, I think it happened in like Massachusetts in America. The guy abducted the woman and then.
What
do you expect from a carjack? Like
a hijack.
Yes, a carjack.
A like hijack. A yeah, but I'm joking.
Oh. Yes.
So it wasn't a hijack?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. It was rough. It was really rough. Mm-hmm. Very graphic. She ended up bleeding to death.
Nick is writing something down. I think what he's doing is he's adding material for his show Fortified.
He's like, I heard this funny thing about a carjack.
I think I actually made notes of the whole thing with the strafkammer. I was just seeing if I had it, still had it.
But remember the battery and the hijack, or whatever he was.
Carjack.
Thinking. Carjack, yeah.
Because I wasn't really listening because it was so gruesome that I've got this auto shut off in my brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you went for, when I heard rape,
you were like,
on Ray, on Ray, I was
like, little ray of sunshine. You're like,
you get, you get, I mean, do you get complaints? Do you get,
we actually get more like positive things because a lot of people see,
it's pretty niched.
Yeah, it's very niche because like obviously only people that like look for true crimey stuff, but also we've gotten a really good like response in terms of kind of seeing the good and like trying to make something positive out of all this negativity in the world, and also just taking the negativity seriously. Also, like, I think we balance the jokey bits. Like, we tend to joke with the first like setup of the story, and then like when things get crazy, it's more like, oh my god,
uncomfortable.
Right.
But we also have a disclaimer in the beginning, so if you listen and it upsets you, it's kind of your fault because we did tell you. It's dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
just like
yeah.
what kind of themes will be brought up in the episode.
Yeah.
Because there's been some like rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We still got no messages.
Okay, guys, you need to like start getting your shit together, hey?
You know, Christian, when we started the show years ago, literally, we had lots of messages.
And that's been, like back when Mixit was still a thing.
I know, people were interacting with us.
Like, what the shit?
I've asked Michelle, yeah,
but nobody was on 17 WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
Back then.
Or maybe no one is just fucking listening. Maybe we are sitting here talking in a
to
vacuum.
To ourselves.
Yeah.
We're in a black hole.
As Cindy nie meer luister en boodskap stuur nie, dan sal kak.
Cindy. Cindy. No, nothing.
I got a really nice message from this one guy this week.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you're such a breath of fresh air. And I'm like, stop it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was so nice to me.
On this show?
On this show, yeah.
Are you a breath of fresh air on this show?
You are. I would actually agree with him.
Oh, fuck you.
He was just like, oh, cool, pop culture references that are current. Oh, wow.
Fuck all of you.
But thanks, JP.
How can... But...
Do you need tissue?
Let's talk about tap dogs.
Yes! Oh, sorry, that was way too enthusiastic.
That was a bit.
I got excited.
Yes! Woo! Nick, we saw tap dogs at the Teatro.
Yes.
And did they play when you were, are there with Fortified yet?
Or did they leave? No.
Because it was just the
they
other
finished
day.
Last week. Like that's
when did you move in?
I moved in on Wednesday.
After, what's his name?
Rosh Hashanah,
Rosh Hashanah. Is that what he's called now?
Oh, you're talking about Deep Fried Man. No, we were on at a similar time. He's
what
upstairs.
What is Rosh Hashanah? Is that a new Toto
That's
song?
That's the new year. But it's also a new Toto song. For the new year.
Rosh Hashanah!
It's Rosh Hashanah. Dun, 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 dun.
Tap Dogs. How was it? Not so. You saw Sam. We didn't see Sam.
Yeah, and you embarrassed me on the show.
It was no embarrassment.
It was.
It's a safe space.
So I went to see the show, and there was this guy who tapped very well.
It's good.
And he looked amazing as well. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where they get wet, and it was fun to look at. So I told Casper, I know he was getting some of the cast on the show. I'm like, if you can, get Sam on the show. Mm-hmm. So, we do the show. I sit here. Sam sit here. And Casper asked me, so why did you say I must get Sam on the show?
Yes, obviously you must ask that.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes, it's a good question.
Put him in his place. And Sam was so kind to him.
Of course he was. Yeah. Where's Sam from?
I couldn't look at it.
Australia.
From Australia.
He was down under.
I called him a kiwi.
A kiwi?
Yeah, I just got bad.
Okay, we're getting messages, people saying, what is the WhatsApp number? I think they are struggling. I don't think this WhatsApp...
Do you think the WhatsApp number is wrong?
I think so, because this is not the first time.
I remember, like, a few weeks ago. You mentioned it as well, and then,
people were writing, what's the number?
Let's see if it works. The number. Okay. And it's not coming up on WhatsApp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Cliff! Why are you... Let's get Gareth in here. We're going to yell at him now.
No. I'm just getting a bit cold.
Oh, shit.
Is it inside out or are your pockets on the inside?
Do you know that, guys, I played a game of tennis before I came here?
Why?
I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, because he's
so
sporty.
White and middle class are you?
I know.
I actually think there's something wrong with the Wi-Fi because my message is not going through.
I think the number is wrong. I'm just going to say it.
Okay. I've been trying for the last three weeks to message you on WhatsApp. People have been writing and writing
and you say, why is Casper not reading my message? It's because I can't see it.
What you can do is you can tweet us at the Casper Radio Show in the meantime.
Yes.
Or like, I have my phone on me, at Christian TMI.
No, at the Casper Radio Show.
At on the Insta, on the Instagram as well.
No.
Is it on Instagram as well?
No, Twitter.
You guys need to get on the Instagram game.
Nick, when you were young.
Yeah.
What was the first song you liked?
It was a Whitney Houston song.
Called?
Well, actually, that one my gran taught me to dance to. It was... I want to be with somebody. What was it?
Dance.
I want to dance with somebody. I can picture myself in the dining room with my gran. I think she was teaching me the waltz, which is weird because that wasn't a waltz.
That's not a waltz. Mm-mm. That's a very quick waltz.
Yeah.
Nick... But
before that, no, okay, so going way back.
Way back.
It was maybe, there was a few albums that I remember as a kid. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young was one of them. Juluka was another.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. Work for All. And then there was just a lot of opera.
Give me an example. Opera. Do you like Verdi? Do you like Mozart? Do you like Bizet?
But they just played. It just played nonstop in the house.
But you don't remember which one.
Oh, there was Puccini. There was this one. There was La Boheme. I don't know. There were just lots of opera.
Okay. Well, we haven't had Puccini on the show before.
Oh, when the moon hit you. I wrote an operatic tribute to Joost, actually.
Okay. So sorry. Can we hear it? When Amor Hit Your Eye.
What?
Yeah. It was actually when they went on their first date. He wrote that she got seasick. I mean, not seasick, but sick from the seafood.
Oh. Sick of him.
And said, gepoeps was a part, was his exact words.
But that's what she apparently does still.
She does. She does it. When the moon hit your eye like a big seafood pie, that's amore. If the oysters was fraught and you've eaten a lot, that's amore. When the cock hits the fan and the springbok's your man on the floor, hey. Excuse me, but you see back in lovely Swanee, that's amore.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Rabinovitz is still at the Monty with Fortify till Sunday. Get your butt out there and listen. La Boheme. Mm. This is basically... Oh, God! I'm sorry, Nick.
Oh.
Thanks for visiting us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't wait for...
The sketch.
Yeah, we're going to do the sketch together. I'm excited.
I'm going to play
Rich
a soprano. I'm going to play a soprano.
Soprano as well.
A rich Afrikaans Jewish soprano.
Honey, I've got a soprano for you. Yeah, I love that. Oh, wasn't that just absolutely wonderful?
Spectacular.
Lovely.
Oh, we love Nick.
Amazing.
Really love Nick. So, yes, he's in with 45. We've got another guest as well today, but we also have Suan. So, what can I ask Suan about the after days? Is she like a director as well?
She did the same thing as I did, so she's also a director.
And would she also direct horror, you think?
No.
It scares her. Like, she hates it when I drag her to horror movies for the show.
Yeah.
So what do you kind of do, like rom-com?
Yes, but my main thing is drama.
Like, give me an example of your favorite fucking movie ever.
I love August Osage County.
Oh, I saw that live.
Yeah,
really? On Broadway, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But the that the movie has got Meryl Streep in it. Mm.
Yes,
that. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't remember who was in our play, but it wasn't Meryl Streep.
It wasn't Meryl. Mm. No. It wasn't.
I didn't know this play. And then someone was shouting on no, I'm making it about me again.
But it's fine. Go for it.
Osage country. I said, what the fuck is this woman?
Did they also have the fish bit? Because that was the thing that both of us love
yes,
about the movie.
Yes.
Eat the damn fish, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
Eat the fish.
No, but I'm still not before I saw it. A woman was shouting, ticket, ticket. And I said, what? And she said, this Osage country.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not a country. She says, you are. And then I went to see it. It was a long play, 3 acts.
Jeez.
Yo.
Wow. Yeah. What? Eat the fucking fish. You bitch.
Yeah, it's such a good line.
Yes.
I say that always when I'm in the sushi restaurant. Okay, so you want to do, but we don't have a good drama, Swan.
Mm.
Ons het nie goeie dramas nie, my skat. We need a good South African drama.
Mm.
So about what? Don't you think we should do a drama about true story?
Yes. Okay, I love true stories.
And we got so many true stories in South Africa, and we never utilize it.
Yeah. We don't.
That's always when there's a good one coming up. Well, not coming up, but I'm like, when it gets picked up for a movie, it's always Hollywood.
Always.
Yes.
That's doing our stories. Why?
Yes.
Because they got the money and the insight. But I'm telling you, with people like Suhan and Christian and the rest, the young generation has now got oomph.
Mm.
And it's going to start happening. Because usually from the top it gets bricked. People say, no, we can't do that. No, take that out. And now people are getting hotful for that. And they say, keep it in. Keep it in.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Keep it in.
Bernard, are you ready for your sex? Gay
news. Yes. Same thing.
Ek kan nie skeringskinder nog kry nie because
dis my swart.
I know. You know what happened? We had a blackout on our system.
Okay.
Our system is called the Genesis.
Mm.
And then we had a blackout, so all our stings have disappeared, and we are slowly building up our sting base again.
I think I'll follow them update, but we scare nie meer nie.
Yeah, but the thing is that you are a skeerder, you know, and skeer and skinner. Skeer en skinner met Kasper en Skinner. Skeer en skinner met Kasper en Skinner. Skeer en skinner.
Onthou hierdie begin.
Hi, Bernard. Have you got some gay news for us?
Once again, it's my favorite thing how well he like formatted his headlines.
He prepares,
He prepares so well.
So well.
Only I spoke well as well.
Did we finish about the tap dogs yet?
No, I don't think we
spoke. No, we actually did nothing about it. Oh. We only spoke about Sam.
Yeah, and then you made it all about yourself again.
About Sam, not me.
Okay. Well, Sam didn't act that night, so we had another guy who looked like you, Bernard. I promise you, his face, Sophia. Huh?
Yeah, but I don't think he was the Sam replacement. I think Sam and the black guy, they were switching.
A black guy?
Yeah.
But why are you laughing when you say it?
Because
he did such a bad thing.
No, because I was thinking, this is Bernard. And I was telling Christian, this is Bernard.
He would just lean over and go, it's Betty.
I haven't got the program now. I must show you the guy. Anyway, so no, Sam wasn't in it, but I saw him afterwards and I said, oh, we missed you. And didn't they do the bridge when you were there? Did they do it? Bridge is coming down. There was something they didn't do when you said, oh, you didn't do it.
You said about the, what's those steel bar things.
That final act. End. That very last thing.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter because they're out of the country now, so.
Yeah. But they were really good.
It was fantastic.
It was phenomenal. I did not expect it to be that good.
No. We loved it. Thank you, Bernard.
Pleasure.
It was your raving review that drove us to actually drive.
Made you wet with excitement.
You whetted our appetite.
I thought I was going to be wetter.
They did try. There was a lady with like a perm in front of us that was getting drenched.
It's because Sam wasn't in the show. That's why you were a bit dry.
That's why the wet wasn't wet enough. Anyway, what sodomite stuff have you got for us?
I've got some sodomite stuff from Sesame Street.
Oh my God.
Takalani Sesame.
Is that Bert and Ernie?
Yes.
Oh, tell me all about it.
How Maula?
Well, wait.
How does
people thought it's homosexual?
People thought.
So there's a scriptwriter that said thought.
Okay.
A scriptwriter that said that Bert and Ernie is a gay couple.
Oh.
But Sesame Street came out now and tweeted. As we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. And they continue saying that while they are identified as male characters and possesses many human traits in their characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have any sexual orientation.
Can I say three words?
Fuck off. That's only two.
Fuck right off.
Nah. Fuck, yeah.
David and Jonathan, hello.
It's like an orchid song.
Oh.
No?
I was like, who the fuck is David and Jonathan?
They're from the Bible. Like, and then the people said, are you? No, we're just friends. We're just friends. We love each other. Every time together. We're Netflix.
More than women.
Netflix together.
David and Jonathan.
Yeah. Bert and Ernie.
So, that was a pretty well thought out reply from them.
How's it? I haven't tried to do like a rendition of "It's not easy being green, but it's not easy being queen." That's the best I can do.
I love it. Yeah, we're gonna have all kinds of gay songs now. What was the other one?
I was just like trying to tap into it.
Yeah,
it's not easy being queen. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
No, that's good. I hear it.
It's not easy.
No, that's
Kermit the Frog here. It's not easy being queen. Okay, there we go. That's the best you're gonna get from me.
What's a little back?
We'll workshop it a bit. Maybe we'll do like
get a little end of the year show.
We'll do a musical.
Yo, we need the Casper Radio musical insert. Mm.
Sex Sesame Street.
I'm sorry, I was just tap dogs. I was getting excited. I was like, yes!
The full of my sing songs, but you didn't wear it. Too much school. Like, my 20 years in your car is now. Oh, yeah.
Can someone just look at our Twitter?
Okay.
Because now we invited people and we hear nothing.
Who runs the Twitter?
Casper.
Me.
Okay, but then go onto your Twitter so that you can see if there's notifications. Because give me a phone.
So while you're looking,
please.
So recently on an episode of Ellen DeGeneres, a guy from Florida was a guest, and he came out as gay, and he's still in school, and his parents gave him a choice, like you can be gay or
you can
basically renounce that, and you can stay in the house. So he left.
Why?
So they kicked him out of the house.
The bastards.
And he went to stay with friends of his. And so they took him in, and he wanted to go to Georgetown University after school. And despite having a 4.16 GPA, without his parents' help or financial help, it wasn't possible for him.
Mm.
So the community around the Georgetown University pulled in altogether, and they raised $140,000. For him to attend college.
$140,000.
Yes. But there's actually more. And then the Georgetown University heard about the whole issue, and they said, you can study for free.
Wow.
Bless.
So he decided, and that's where Ellen got him on the show as a guest, is he decided then with the $140,000, he's going to start a scholarship for LGBTQ students in the same situation that wants to study but they can't because their parents kicked them out or whatever. And Ellen heard about it and she got him on the show and she gave him another $25,000.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a nice good feel A good feel story.
Oh, I love my good feels.
A good feel story.
Is anything happen on Twitter?
I've got a Twitter update. Producers, guys, can we just get a correct WhatsApp number? Because everyone's just like, what's the right WhatsApp number? Yeah.
I think there's something, because the WhatsApp doesn't go through.
Yeah. But why? But why did we get one this morning when the guy said he heard me on Gareth Cliff? But we can't get the WhatsApps. So
I don't know.
Something is afoot.
I know.
And then back to gay land. The gay land of the UK. Which is West End.
Michelle. My bell.
Like I said earlier, if I only could speak better.
Michelle. Caveman trying to sell knives. Michelle knife.
Michelle Visage is making a West End debut.
Wasn't. Like, they're on RuPaul, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Let me get my facts straight. Okay.
Yeah. Debut. And I thought you were coming with a story now.
No. I
just a question.
Yes.
Say stick down in Meditita.
Okay.
Yeah. Die even so drag like my.
Got it.
Nietolini. Like,
if you miss the first 10 minutes of Drag Race, it's very confusing who's the one with the boobs.
Yes. The real one. Basically, yeah. Yeah, so she's making a West End debut in Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
What is that?
It's a musical about a teenager who's being bullied for his sexuality and being a drag queen. Mm-hmm. And it's about acceptance, basically. Okay. Yeah.
It's a big hit in the West End.
It is. I hope it transfers to Broadway before June next year. So, and I never knew she could sing.
Neither.
Oh,
never.
She had a hit, apparently.
Apparently, yes. Because then I went on YouTube and she's actually got a nice voice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't think I'll buy it's a CD, but I think musical theatre is perfect for her.
You know what? Once they lip-synced for their laughs on one of her songs.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
I missed that a little bit.
That were many moons ago, darling.
Okay.
Talking about Michelle, we also have a Michelle Buerta, but she's not here. That was our next
Michelle!
Week. Is she here?
Are you out
Michelle
there?
Michelle Voss, yeah.
If you're out there, wave your hand.
Where the fuck is Michelle?
Is she okay?
Out there with our subsection of announce. Michelle Buerta, out there.
That sting is not working, by the way, yet. But you know what? We got an out there song. So let's segue to that. What do you think about that?
Do you have one more story?
Huh?
I feel, he's got another story if you want.
Oh, go on.
We have gay news to get through.
Just a little tidbit. Two tidbits.
Means gay news. It's more like a little dick bit.
I can finally confirm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Betty Bangles will be making her New York debut.
No.
What?
On the 3rd of July 2019 at Stonewall.
New York. What? That's amazing. It's congratulations.
Yay! How the fuck did you do that?
Well, it actually all happened by chance. Or fate, or whatever you want to call it. I performed at Beefcakes Pretoria, my normal show, and during my one song, I moved through the audience, and this one lady got up and she stuck $50 into my boob.
Hey,
yeah,
call my VIA.
Yeah.
And after the show, she came to me and gave me another 100. I'm like, jy is nie van hier nie.
Yeah,
because. No one tips drag queens in South Africa. It's a New York thing or a American thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, where are you from? Like, no, from New York City. I'm like, oh, I love it there. And I've been there last year. And she's like, whenever you're there again, just let me know and we'll organize something. I'm the event planner of Stonewall.
No
way. Oh, my goodness.
And we kept contract from there and we organized it. And now last week it was confirmed and the date set down and everything.
But
so
congratulations.
I'm going to cry. This is so beautiful.
She's going to pay you $1.
Yes.
But that is so fantastic.
You're going to be so rich.
So rich.
one performance, guys.
You're going to be so rich.
$1.
I don't have a Broadway run. Just
but that's amazing.
It's the Yankee $1.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So exciting.
When is the date?
This is the 3rd of July.
3rd of July.
July.
Yeah. I was there before you, but I left it. I thought this week. The July.
Christian always goes for it anyway.
I know. But July 3rd, yeah. Next year, Betty Bangles will be performing. And what are you going to perform?
I don't know yet. Mm. I don't know yet. So I think the nuns must go with, definitely.
Yes.
Why not?
Because it's maybe well known there.
Mm, I'll ask. I'll ask. But yeah, I haven't thought about it yet, actually.
But anything you do, you can do.
Yeah. I don't think my Amanda's Freedom numbers will go off well in New York.
No, but get something
we're
like...
We're bossy fundy boss. The Yankees coming to him.
But like, I do think like something a little bit like heavy South African would be cool. Like, I mean, bossy fundy boss is a lot.
Yes.
But like, Larika Rauch numerki.
Mm. But your Sarah Brightman is funny, and she's on
my
tour again.
My Sarah, I'll definitely do, and my Liza Minnelli, I will do, and yeah.
Oh, that's so fantastic, Bernard.
Quite excited.
That is so amazing.
What have you seen on Twitter? The mentors scribe. But I want to see if they. What's the use of the number?
Sorry, I replied to one guy. It's like, it's broken. Bear with us.
But can't you, as Bernard and Christian, see the Casper Radio Show in messages on what?
It's like a bit of a mission, but this is the best I can do.
Okay, well,
but
read
like,
anything.
Some of them didn't come up, so that's why I'm like, I don't think that's the right way. Because, you know, Twitter's a broken mess.
That's such a pity.
It is a pity, but you know what else is a pity? A fun fact.
Tell me.
Oh, cool. Well, Casper, the founder of Google, they were willing to sell Google for $1 million to Excite in 1999.
What?
But then Excite turned them down, and now they're worth $527 billion. Yeah.
That's your money, Bernard.
Yes.
It's dollar. My darling, you're going to make it. If you can make it there, Bernard.
I can make it anywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
We believe in you. You got to have faith, faith, faith.
How's that for a dream come true? It's like you're the next Trevor Noah. You're working in New York.
Charlize, is that you?
Hello.
And not only a dream of performing in New York at Stonewall, where everything started.
Representing South Africa in Stonewall. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Yes, I came, I saw, I conquered, I was still to cry, hello Mark, nog. Heidi is busy, hard to plot. I don't know if there is a shoot actually today.
What?
My donkey is an engel. And
what
I now?
What? Is she not coming? What the fuck is that?
She's like, I'm going to a shoot. hope you guys enjoy the show. Bye.
Michelle.
That's awkward.
What if she came to a different Casper radio show? Because she's like, I came, I saw, I conquered. I'm like, no, you did not.
No. You did no such thing. Darling. You did nothing. I'm not going to tell about your show, no. That's next week at Heidi Hollywood's Theatre. Friday night.
My heart's a little broken, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I like Michelle.
Oh.
I used to. Okay, say.
That's Bella.
Bella. Bella and Kaka Ait.
Opila. Do it. Sorry, I got too big into it. Like, the idea is there for me.
I think you got a good idea. Are we where? In the jungle. Are we where? Are we where?
Oh, my God. This is the telephone special.
Yes.
Today is the telephone special. I'm going to send you a number because our guest did not arrive. Are we where?
And it's going to be so good.
Just talk to me there on the mic. I saw... Are you a model?
Yes, I am, Casper.
You're a model?
Yes.
Why
are
you always back there in the little glass room? You've got such a good voice. There's a model! I'm mad.
But you sound shocked.
Yeah, but he's good.
Look, I mean, his length and...
Yeah, but he says voice, but it's face as well, because a model, you can have a fucking nice voice.
Do you not see the cameras?
I don't. My goodness. And so what are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Getting famous.
No, I love radio. I love radio that much. I grew up listening to radio, so why not work in radio?
He's got a good voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I'm like literally zoning out. I'm like, you guys don't exist right now.
Did they use you on some programs?
Yeah, we did a couple of shoots 2 weeks ago for some magazine.
No, I mean here on Clip Central.
Oh, yeah, there were some videos of us dancing on the internet, on Instagram.
But are you behind the mic ever?
Let's get you behind the mic.
That would be lovely.
Hey?
That would be lovely.
Hey? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I was distracted. Okay, yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
We had a woman here. We were supposed to have a woman. Michelle was her name. And she just fucking didn't arrive. So we decided, well, Betty had a very good idea of calling her.
Okay. He calls you Betty all the time.
Did I call him Betty? Now, let me get her. Now, here it is. So what do? I send it to you.
Say it out loud on air. Share so that contact. All the listeners.
Okay, wait. No. Share contact. I'm going to share it with you. Uwe, it's difficult to say that. Say Uwe quickly 5 times.
Uwe.
I know.
That's the one.
But I want to say Uwe.
We're best friends.
Uwe.
Thank you, Christian.
Uwe. And then phone this number and show me when you got it online.
Right.
And then we'll hear from her. Just say it's me.
All right.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
See you soon. He's a model.
With a great voice. I'm mad. I'm like, why are they? Well, why does Gareth put him in the little cage?
Hashtag at jealous.
Are you making a reference? Anyway, how's everyone else doing? How's your spring water, Valpri? Sponsor us.
Almost
please.
Done.
Are you off?
No.
Oh.
The water?
It's great. It's sparkling.
Ooh, I've got an anecdote.
No, but has he finished with his gay fucking news?
Have you finished with the gay news?
Yes.
Yeah, after this.
What more? But tell us, because now you've got...
They're like, well, that just seems safe, like legalized gay marriage, but it's no big deal.
He's got a golden ticket. He's going to perform in Broadway.
He doesn't care for us anymore.
Yeah, that's why I think that's a good one to
that
finish
was a
on.
Showstopper, eh?
Yeah, like,
the rest is like nothing.
But listen. But listen, I read somewhere that Chris Pine has got a nice... Chris Pine has got a nice... Papupa.
What the fuck is a papupa?
My mind goes one way.
I read somewhere that gays are going mad for Chris Pine's because he's naked in a movie. And apparently it is timber. Yeah.
I don't understand your weird slang.
What's happening?
Are you Kesha? Like,
didn't you read that on the gay pages?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But
I think you should
the noises you make sounds like you're talking about his anus.
He's got poofo.
I think you're correct.
I think you want to say his penis.
No, I think it's butt. Is it what are we talking about?
His penis.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, you also thought
poopa the poop.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that
so,
was like, what?
No, but really, you must Google it, maybe.
I will.
But let's talk to Michelle, because she's not here.
Mm.
So, Christian, this is Michelle.
Okay, hi, Michelle.
I'm good, how are you?
No, I'm great. I'm just, I'm calling you in regards to the Casper Radio show that you're supposed to be on 28 minutes ago.
The show that I'm going to do on the 28th.
No, he means that you're not here. He means,
sorry,
why aren't you here?
I can't hear a thing.
Okay, wait. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what the fuck am I doing here?
Just give us a second, Michelle.
Jesus Christ. Afrikaans and Engels. Wait. Shall I go there? But she doesn't understand what the fuck we're saying, eh?
Does she know she has a show today?
I don't know. Maybe she's not fucking...
She's like, yes, the...
Hello, Michelle. Michi. Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Michelle.
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
I was driving.
Where are you driving to?
I was at the Hollywood Costumes from Coolest Door.
Okay.
Just check on some classic costumes and now I'm leaving for home.
No, that sounds like a really fun way to spend your Friday. Almost as fun as the Casper Radio show.
Were you not? Yeah.
Where you're not at.
At.
Right now.
Oh, marvelous. Hello, Cathy.
Oh, no.
Michelle, besef jy, jy was 'n gas. Besef jy ons wag vir jou. Besef jy, jy is ons is op die lug and you should have been here at 12 and you're not. Do you know that?
I thought you were staying at Hollywood Customs.
Oh my god. What? Why are we
That's what
What the fuck? That's what
I was organizing with you and you said let's go, let's do a
training
and then like, yeah, okay.
You drive all the way to Hollywood Customs
with Heidi.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And we are sitting here at the Gareth Cliff Central waiting for you.
Oh.
And saying mean things about you. And you drove all the way to Hollywood Costumes.
No mark of Messi Gillimelson.
Like your voice note comes through and we're like, what are you talking about?
No, let's go. I get to tell you. So, that's what we started, wasn't it?
No.
Nee,
daar's 'n groot fokol. Maar ek dink wat jy nou moet doen terwyl jy ons sien op die lig het, vertel nou net wat gebeur volgende week. But because that's why I invited you to the show which you then didn't pitch for.
But I picked up to the other side of the town. At the wrong location completely. I'm so very, very sorry.
So what's happening next Friday with you? Tell us about the show.
What's the show's name?
The show's name is Storm in an F Cup.
Storm in an F Cup.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Storm in an F Cup, Storm in a Fuck Up. It's like up to you.
Got it.
But I like Fuck Up. Like this. That. This is a Fuck Up.
Exactly. Like this.
And what's it about?
Well, it's about a woman in her 40s and she's wondering why she's alone. She's going to go to church and, well, what relationship is. But then it'll stay. And she's trying to figure out why. And then we see through her reaction also the men that she dates, why they don't stay. And then we have her two bras giving their opinion or sharing what she's been through on certain dates. So we get the bras perspective of the whole dating scene.
Okay. So is it sad? Because it sounds very sad.
It links to Betty's levensverhaal.
Sounds like Sue-Ann's life.
Yeah,
basically
the
events for all six of that.
And
then
I was
interjected
with songs, of course, and
actually,
you know,
sing work.
Oh, so some little music.
Yeah, I get so a video gesien op YouTube. Ach, nie op YouTube, nie op Facebook. Sanne ding. Yes. Waar jy Ora Titsling sing.
Waar Ora Titsling,
fantastic. Okay, I love her song.
I was planning not to go to your show anymore because she didn't pitch for the interview, but now I'll go again.
Please come.
Ek wil auto se titsling sien. Ek weet nie maar of.
Ja. Okay, auto se titsling. En die titsling is lewensdaad groot wat daar.
Do you know Hanon?
Okay.
Do you know Hanon?
Hanon, I got seen for Hanon.
Did you perform at Hanon's?
Ek het geperform by Hanon.
Excuse me. Spike and buig. You. Michelle, so where do people get tickets for the Storm in a Fuck Up?
Storm in a Fuck Up is on PSC.
You can buy
Hollywood Costume.
Hollywood Costume?
You can mail the Shorty at hollywoodcostume.co.za.
Michelle, ons mis jou, maar ek bly ons het jou in die hande gekry.
Ek
weet nie wat die fok op was nie. But we'll talk about it live, and I'll see you next week, eh?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, that will be lovely.
It will be. Bye. Bye. But the moment was on the front. We all had a laughing fit.
That was the funniest fucking.
It was so funny.
She was, is she being sponsored by Hollywood Crush?
I don't know. But I couldn't hear because it was like H.
Christian, the show is by Hollywood Crush.
It's a place that
you can see. So
it's a place.
But I swear by Hollywood costumes.
I can swear to you, McCoy, number because they know my fifty for Angai. Oh shit!
No, it's a place.
Where is Hollywood costumes?
It's Krugersdorp.
Holy shit! Okay.
Yeah,
this is.
And als jij een movie doen één dag en je costumes nodig, you go
Hollywood costumes.
Yeah.
Wait. So is it a costume place or is it a theater?
This Alice. Both. Alice.
Okay. You can see how I get confused.
So this a film studio that is a photo.
They need a new name.
The photography studio that is this Alice.
The costumes threw me.
They might have for your costumes,
but they also do other things.
Yeah, yeah. They made props for like name? Andy's the other one.
It's like a KFC. Who's
Little Nicky? Who's Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, they made movies.
Yeah, for Homecoming, let for die
African movie he did.
What's that? Alien thing wat gemaakt is uit Afrika. Africa. The 69 and it props gemaakt and
yeah.
The porn spin-off of District 9.
Yeah. And it my show gesponsored.
Oh, okay. I feel net hulle moet die costumes drop. Want dit throw my. The full
met
case,
Hollywood. Ja, dan gaan die mense daar confused raak.
Ja.
Maar gaan Hollywood toe, hulle sal jou help. Dis bietjie ver.
Okay, laat ek net
hulle moet 'n nuwe, hulle moet 'n nuwe tweede noun kry daarso. Ek weet nie wat nie. Ek voel net costumes as ek geweet het hulle het 'n theater en 'n studio nie. Sommies nooit dink hulle het 'n theater.
Yeah, but you get to know them as Hollywood costumes. They actually got their own reality show on VIA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wat
is dit? Ja, my maat is nie. Ja, dit is my. Hou net 'n bietjie aan. Hou net 'n bietjie aan.
En draai die knobs.
Sê gou hallo.
Hallo.
Daar's hy.
Daar's hy.
Want jy was weg, weet jy hoekom?
Hoekom?
Want Michelle was op jou
telefoon. Okay. Straat.
No, yen.
Oh,
Yana.
And I go, could we hear? I couldn't hear.
I get noddle in India.
I get that zero that zero.
I just so.
Go to Hollywood costumes. That zero that zero.
Maar hoe kom is dit? Ek het nou weer toe met my interview op Real Talk. Dan bel daar mense in. Dan is dit. Ja. Ek moet iemand uitkom tot en dan sê die presenter vir jou, so wat dink jy daarvan? Ek het niks gehoor nie.
Ja.
Hoekom, ek meen is 2018.
Mens sal dink.
Hoekom klink dit nog steeds so as iemand inbel?
Are you bitching Club Central? Are you bitching Club Central?
I'm bitching broadcast in general. TV, radio, alles. As mense inbel, dan klink dit of dit... Soos jy altyd sê, hier iemand se hol afgeneem
is. Maar dit word heavily compressed en die low frequencies word uitgesny om dit makliker te maak om te hoor oor die taal.
Dis waar.
Ek vaar nie daai verduideliking nie.
Ja, dis maar
dit is
hoekom FaceTime.
Dis hoekom FaceTime 'n ding is, want dit laat die kwaliteit baie beter klink.
Ja,
Skype het, mekaar.
As mense inbel op Ellen se show, klink dit nie so nie.
Ellen het wow.
Dis 'n ander story.
Hallo Hollywood costumes. Bernard, do you remember a guy called Raymond? A friend of ours.
Well, is hy nog 'n vriend van ons? Want ek hoor niks van hom nie.
I know.
Niks.
I got a normal message from him.
A fuck normal.
You got a fuck normal.
Yeah.
It's a binormal.
He sent me this message. And he said, "This I must play this for out there." Okay, so after I played it, we're going to do the Out There Sting Gospel Radio Show. Out there. And that will give me enough time to go to the song.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so let me play...
Hello, Gospel Radio Show. It's Raymond here. I've got an amazing Out There song for you. Pop those pussies.
Bye.
Wait, Raymond said pussy.
Wait, now we must go. Gospel Radio Show.
Out there.
Out there.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack.
What Christian is king? The king is here.
I didn't know the lyrics, and then when that happened, both to Anna, I was like, yeah.
My back, lick my pussy.
I'm so shocked.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my pussy.
You think that's a lyric of
good sense? First, you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack back to the front. Suck it all till I shake and come, nigga. Make sure I keep busting nuts, nigga.
All the hardest steer hold you fucking for.
Slow head, show me so much love. The best head comes from a thug. The dick good, thick, big and long. Slow puff until the crack of dawn. On the egg, make it faces this.
God, that not
what? What a journey.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Lick my.
Like, oh. Both of us got really excited when.
Yeah. Like, it's hard. I can't go where any market or even.
The neighbors is the high frown.
But jij die woorden gekend, Christian. Jij hebt gepakt mime.
Yes.
Jij hebt gekraakt. Lick my slit. Lick my clit. Oh, je gekend.
No, it was like one verse.
Ek is baie shocked. Ek het nooit in my lewe van hierdie kak gehoor nie. Listen.
Dit klink soos dieselfde vrou van 'n ander song wat hy vir ons ook.
Funny bitch, something.
Yeah.
The cow.
I got money, bitch.
I want more money. I want more money.
I want some money, bitch.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. That sounds like Eartha Kitt. I want some money, bitch. Listen, listen, listen. I saw yesterday at big concerts.
Big concerts.
They were so excited about... Oh, the Tap Dogs. They said the Tap Dogs left. Who shall we bring in next? And a lot of screaming Dawn's Dursies wrote BTS, BTS. What is that?
It stands for behind the scenes. I joke. This is a comedy podcast. BTS. Do you know what K-pop is?
K-pop.
K, letter K. Pop.
Weet jy, Pet?
Nie clue nie.
So K-pop is Korean pop music. It became popular
a
few years back. And basically it's this weird thing where they kind of, instead of like the Jonas Brothers or One Direction where they have like a small group of cars that are friends, and then
they got the Who Brothers.
No, it's crazy. They literally, they get these like big groups. I think the one we're talking about, BTS, has like seven members.
It's massive.
Seven members. So, but they train them from like a young age, and they raise them to be pop stars.
What?
They can't be in relationships. They have all these rules. Their life revolves around being
it's
pop
like
stars.
A kibbutz.
Yeah. Sure.
Amazing.
Yes. So,
They train them.
And they train them.
Wish someone trained
they know
me.
Their dances. They eat diets. They live very limited lives. It's crazy.
And they limited lives. So they sort of. Focus to be a star one
they
day.
Want to be yes
and if are they those bright looking bright colored
I mean it depends
stars.
On like what the group is like
with
some of them
cats
have
and bunnies no. Where the fuck was
they,
I
they look like they look like the Jonas Brothers and stuff but more expanded and more polished
more expanded
more they're just bigger
not
and
fatter
no they're super skinny so
okay, because Koreans, what, they eat cats and stuff.
Yeah, they're fine. So anyway, BTS is one of the groups. It's like they're also known as the Bangtan Boys. And basically, they started a few years back. I think in 2013, they released their first debut single.
Really?
And just to give you perspective on how popular this is, like the clips we're playing all have hundreds of millions of views on YouTube.
Really?
Like hundreds. Like... Their
so
fan bases are crazy.
173 million to be precise.
The other one is like in 300 million. Like, I gave two clips, but like, it's mental how big these stars are.
Are they just stars in that area?
No. So, what happened was late 2000s, what happened was the Western world kind of got a taste of it. Like, you know, Gangnam Style?
Like sushi.
Yes, exactly like sushi. We're like, oh, cool, we've been missing
we
out.
Like that style.
Yes.
But I watched some of that Gangnam on my right.
Hey.
But yeah, so that's basically what happened. So the Western world started getting a little taste of it, and it blew up even bigger. But
so is this it?
This is it. So they sing in a mix between Korean and English.
Oh my god, it's like a movie.
And they dance. Like 90s boy band dance.
Yes. Like really energetic.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, with that mouth. Oh, they're gonna get a rhythm now. Oh, here we go.
Woo! How good!
Making love.
Okay, so I've got a picture here that it looks like a whole crowd. Are they all men?
They're all boys.
Okay, because some they all look like androgynous.
They all look young the same. Lesbians. They look like, you know, Sims when you go through the hairstyles, but yes. It's the same face. It's just like they're all the same person with different colored hair.
Yeah, like you put them on an app and you put them in different wigs.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shame.
Like little Biebers.
Yes.
Little Biebers.
Massive.
So they're not allowed to have girlfriends.
Yes, there was a big controversy in, I think, 2014, where one of the big band groups, one of their members were dating another person, and it was massive. Okay, cool, I didn't need my phone. But it was a big scandal because they're not allowed to have, like, relationships and stuff. It's very strange. They live very controlled lives.
It's like communism.
Yeah, but like, directed communism.
Yeah.
Because South Korea is very, like...
What should I do with the phone?
It's yours now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll give it back to Christian.
Okay, so that is one example.
Yes.
And then there's another one called... That one was called Fake Love, which I couldn't hear the word Fake Love ever because I couldn't hear what they were saying.
Oh, but like, listen now. I think the next one's called Solo? What's the next one called?
It's called Idol.
Idol, sorry.
Maybe you should go for a little eye test. So will they say idol?
I think so. I think they say the word idol.
Okay.
Like usually they say like an English phrase in the chorus so that they can like catch on.
But the kids want them here, eh?
Yeah.
What?
The kids want them here.
They like their fan bases are rabid.
Idol.
They call me idol.
Okay, I can understand that one. Okay, I don't. So, if big concerts bring them, would you go see it?
I think I would just for the experience. Like,
I'm
not like a big fan of like the K-pop genre, but like I think it would be crazy to go watch it because it's a spectacle. It's like Britney in Vegas spectacle.
Ah, that I like.
Yeah, dancing, like pyrotechnics, like wild.
Have I told you that Take That is on tour next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
just a reminder for the folks at home.
And then the K-pop, if they come, we can go see it.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Would you go? You're going to look like
what do you want to say?
You're going to look like a giant thing.
Thank you.
Because they are small little Koreans.
I look the same as I did with, what's their name? One Direction.
Just like a mountain of a man. And this little, like,
thank you,
Harry. That was
there's
an insult.
There's one of the Goliath brothers. No, I'm bad not base. I do my thing. Bad not. Dies by New Kids on the Block.
That is the whole
song. No, New Kids.
It also has like a weirdly African sound, don't you think? Like there was like some... The drumming felt very kind of like...
And also whistle in a...
Mm.
Yeah.
No, your partner just means but for the first time...
Welcome to the music revolution.
Mark.
He didn't do a main set now, net had a gehoor.
Was it those cochlear implants gekry?
Yeah, cochlear. Oh my God. Listen.
Wie sou jy wou beheer met bring? Wie jou ultimate
Bee Gees? Madonna.
Ja, hulle lewe almal.
Madonna sal nooit kom nie.
Nee, maar as ek moet nou kies, Madonna.
Okay, maar buite na.
Wie staan? Oh, Sufjan Stevens.
Okay.
I will be at every show. I will be at every. You know Sufjan Stevens.
What do they sing?
What do they? Okay, he doesn't.
I use they as a vague pronoun. I'm like, that can be me and one person maybe.
Sufjan Stevens wrote. Sufjan Stevens wrote the soundtrack for Call Me By Your Name, the ultimate fantastic gay movie of the 18th?
Mm-hmm. And no, it was last year. That was up for Oscar nomination.
Both.
2017.
But it was. And then I got to study him, and he's got the most beautiful songs. Sufjan. Okay. But they say Sufjan, but I heard in Belgium they said Sufjan because it's more like Flemish. Yeah, his name is Sufjan Stevens. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Anyway, but I don't want to talk about him.
Okay.
I want to tell you people that we had a guest years ago called Amore Becker. Do you know
that? Like Vuitton?
Yeah.
Becker.
Is it Becker?
Amore Becker.
Yeah, Amore. Nie die met poep nie, Amore Becker, die ander een.
The other one.
Uh-huh. And she wrote a book. Do you know that? She now wrote a book called Toevallig.
Is it the lady from Addis Ababa?
Did the same. Same was he. Christian, are you okay?
Dying a slow and painful death.
Okay. What is that book about?
So, it's all about coincidences. She interviewed a whole buttload of South Africans and then took 100 of the stories that featured the most interesting coincidences, and she kind of collected it in this book called Toevallig.
Maybe we should get her here, Toevallig, you know?
What if she literally walks in and says, like, oh, this was the bathroom.
We've organized it now. Yeah. Okay, Maura, come in. No, it's a joke.
Oh, my goodness.
Essay. No, I
brought it Toevallig van jou.
Yeah, I asked her.
Hallo, Casper.
Hallo.
My new book's name is Toevallig. Okay. Jy weet, mense sê ons altyd, dit het toevallig gebeur of daai toevallig gebeur. Ek sê daai woord toevallig stadig, toevallig. En dan besef jy die magic van jou lewe. Okay. Nog 'n ding, dit help jou ook om wakker te skrik in jou eie lewe. Niks sprekerig nie, dis nou praatjie of stories wat ek die afgelope 3.5 jaar gekry het in my program. Daar is soveel interessante stories van goed wat met mense gebeur het, wat heeltemal onverklaarbaar is. Byvoorbeeld, 'n vrou bel my eendag. Sy sê in 1952, toe ry hulle van Pretoria na Rhodesië, die destydse Rhodesië, vir 'n troue. En langs die pad toe tel hulle daar 'n ryloper op. Jy weet, dit was mos onskuldige tye gewees, het jy enigiemand opgetel langs die pad wat daar was. En hulle sê toe vir die oukie, hoor hierso, ons is op pad na troue, kom toe, sommer saam troue toe. Jy weet, hoekom nie? Hy gaan saam troue toe, hulle sit in die kerk, die paartjie staan daar voor, en die dominee sê, is daar enige iemand wat hier besware teen hierdie twee wat vandag trou? Bliksem, en hier staan die ryloper op, en hy sê nie, maar daai twee kan nie trou nie, want daai bruidegom is al klaar getroud. En daai bruidegom bly in Brittanje langs sy ouers, sy bure, hulle bure, hy is getroud met 3 kinders. Nou kan jy glo wat in daai oomblik gebeur in daai kerk? En die vrou sê toe vir my, Amore, toe verander chaos in goas. Die familie was woedend, maar die res van die mense toe begin te party. Nou, ek meen, dis nou toevallig, né? Ek meen, blikse man, dis nou toevallig dat hulle hierdie ryloper opgetel. Maar ek sê nie, toevallig, toe gaan die bruid se oë oop. Toevallig, die boek is beskikbaar by alle toonaangewende boekwinkels, wat toe kom dit beteken, en as e-boek, en word uitgegee deur NB Uitgewers. En ja, kry hom, toevallig. Daar is 197 stories in van toevalligheid.
Wat doen sy?
She's like,
I think sy is bezig om koffie te maak.
Is she a Foley artist?
Like, en het by huis gekom.
Maar nou wil ek weet, die opzet, denk sy het die hele hand vir die kiet, waarmee sy voice note stuur.
Sy daar Apple AirPods in.
Terwyl sy haar alledaagse lewe aangaan
mee. Maar ek het ook sleutels gehoor.
Sy het hek gesluit,
hek op. Ek weet het gehamer op ons dag.
Ek denk, sy sluit haar pantry.
Well, toevallig.
Toevallig.
Oh, that was very funny. Oh, it was it's a very, very, like, telephone intensive show today.
Yeah. But, like, I love it.
Maar daarin was duidelijk at least.
Ja, daar was mooi.
Dit was, ja, dat is beter als...
Dit was
mooi gepraat en...
Hallo, Casper.
So in case you missed it, Michelle Botha's got Storm in the F Cup at Hollywood Costumes Theatre next Friday evening. I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. Christian's going to be there. Suanne's going to be there.
Sure.
I might, might be there.
And Bernard might be if he can get off from birthday beefsies.
Beefcakes.
Beefcakes.
Okay.
Birthday beefsies.
I'm not well. Who has got a nice dog story for us to end with?
A dog story?
Dog.
Dog.
Hond. Hond. Dog. Dog.
Not a dog.
I went through six different words. I was like, dog, like shipyard.
Doctor?
Who has a fucking shipyard story on hand?
Oh my god. Who's got a dog story? We don't want to do it.
Oh shit.
We need a nice story.
Ooh, a nice story. Okay.
Oh.
I'm just waiting. Het jy nie oinkie nie?
We just have like awful scary
stuff. Fuck is verkeerd met jou?
Ek is ja, my hond is verlede is en nou kan ek hier oor kom.
Way to rub it in, Casper.
Onlangs.
Gister.
2 jaar terug.
Ag nee, regtig.
Ja, nee.
Jy oinkie.
Nee, the cat.
En jy, Bernard?
Nee.
Ag, hier het
ons
nie oinkie.
Ons het 'n hond so gedoen op Darkstuff die week, maar dit is bietjie donker.
Okay, vertel hom.
So
Nee, go for it.
So, there's these two houses that are next to each other in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And his family moves into the house and their dogs disappear. And they're like, what the where are our dogs? And they end up going to police. The police are like, what? This is mysterious. The police end up raiding their neighbor's house and they found that the guy was torturing their dogs. Yeah, he stabbed the one dog's
okay,
eye out.
We don't need stories,
but
like
it's got a sort of uplifting
okay,
ending.
Okay. Yeah.
But they caught him.
Sort of.
Yeah, and both of the dogs are still alive.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah. That happy ending.
Yeah, and yes. That's how it ends.
Like it goes on, but like those two dogs are still alive.
Yes.
I was told we must talk about a feel good dog story for Bravecta. I think that I just lost the contract now. Kom jy met God alle steek die hond se oë uit.
Maar met Bravecta, daai hond het nie vloei.
He didn't have eyes, but he didn't fleas either.
I net een oog verloor.
Okay.
Mm.
So
maar
what
like
does
you want,
that mean?
They saved the dogs.
Yeah.
That's I'm trying to make it positive.
Connection with Bravecta.
Because if they yes.
Like Bravecta saves dogs.
The Bravecta were the cops. And they kicked the door down. They're like,
okay.
We're here to save puppies. And they had like guns that shot like
so we got
pellets.
A feel-good end to yes. The story. At least. Because otherwise we can't afford these.
No, I think they make more in Lassie richting.
Now my sissy was in a well. In a hole that had Anno bluff. Toen ons familie met een touw opgedaag heeft.
Toen kom die aan, die paar aan en gaan, well, well, well. people, there's a group called Plain White Tees.
Mm. Mm.
And they got a new CD out. I love it with all my heart.
All my heart.
Oh my God.
Ooh, it's very 80s synthy. I'm here for it.
Hello.
Joanne, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Casper.
It was such a pleasure.
It was really great. Thank you.
And we will listen to the dark stuff.
Please, do.
Where do we listen to it?
On Podbean, iTunes, anywhere. On Christian's website.
Get the website?
Yeah, I mean... ChristianGrobler.com CRUBBERR.com
Enjoy your
Facebook page.
Enjoy your shows, Bernard, for the rest of the week. And we will see you, hopefully, at Michelle's show.
Yeah.
Michelle's show.
Maas Michelle's show over here.
Yeah. Sondag is Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah.
For mentally retards or 5-year-olds.
Yes.
But we're going to go.
The mentally retards.
I'm going to go as Blatzy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you there. Bye-bye. Bye, Christian.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.